Hello.
Hey, Miss Juanita.
Mm-hmm.
This is Latasha from the Alabama Department of Labor. You
Ms.
do
ma'am.
Need to file a new claim because they claim it's expired.
Okay, so how will I do that?
I'm going to file it for you.
Okay, thanks.
Hold on 1 second for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, verify your date of birth.
10/27/2004.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Army Force for more than 180 days?
No.
Verify your driver's license number.
I don't have a driver's license.
You have a state ID?
No, ma'am.
What's your mother's maiden name?
What's your maiden name?
Move, huh?
What's your maiden name?
Parrish.
If approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit onto your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vintage Prepaid Benefits Card. The prepaid benefits card takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after approved for payment. There are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
The card. You heard me, the card?
Yes, ma'am, I heard.
Okay.
Verify your mailing address.
1316 Fifth Place Northwest, 35215, Center Point, Alabama.
And do you still have 3845, or do the telephone number need to be updated?
I have to update my phone number.
Is it from the number that you're calling from?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Nope.
Received a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related in the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes.
What was your last day of work?
Before Thanksgiving, I'm going to say November 4th, I think.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis? Do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for, are you attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Well, I'm doing school right now, so.
She's in high school right now, but I think she can work part-time right now, because she's doing virtual learning.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
How would she answer that? Well, she can only do evening with night shift, right? How would that go? Because she's only 16, so how would that go with the shift?
even though she probably can only apply for part-time shifts.
Mm-hmm.
When filing unemployment, you do have to be able and available in seeking full-time work.
Mm-hmm.
So if she put no for that question, it's going to deny her.
Put full-time.
If she put no, that's automatically disqualifying issue. It's going to disqualify her.
Okay, so I guess you can just say yes.
Yes, say yes.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10.
What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
9.
Are you a part of a union?
No.
Do you have a date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
What's the job title or a job skill that reflects on your job history?
I was cashier.
What was your last employer?
Freddy's Custard.
Say it again for me.
Freddy's.
Are they under another name, like franchise? I see franchise HR services. Uh-huh. You have their telephone number?
I'm going to look it up now. Freddy's. Mm-hmm. Okay, it is 205-508-5248.
Can you tell me the first day you started working there? Give me that telephone number one more time.
205-508-5248.
Okay, and now tell me the first day you started working there.
October 27th,
2020. What city and state this work was performed in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits checked with health or federal income tax?
Could you repeat that?
Do you want taxes coming out of your unemployment?
No, ma'am.
I have a temporary pen. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay, let me get it down. Well, I put it in my notes. Okay, I'm ready.
It's 3504.
3504.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related but not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Except where any requirements have been waived during an improved COVID-19 related claim, eligibilities and requirements for COVID-19 claims are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you'll be asked will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 800-752-7389.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I have a question.
Okay. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays. Failure to file and complete your weekly certifications can result in a loss of benefits. make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim, and any time you may be mailed or contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim, and any time you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding your continued eligibility requirements. You have any questions?
Yes. Okay. So, you know, I've been filing with. Is it going to mix it up?
No. It'll once this claim has been processed, it'll go back to it.
Okay. All right.
You have any other questions?
No, ma'am.
I thank you for calling the Elevate Money Employment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.